This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. With worries of a sharp increase in COVID-19 infections overwhelming the country's hospitals, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga announced Tuesday that only seriously ill coronavirus patients or those at risk of becoming so will be admitted for treatment. Others infected with COVID-19 will have to isolate at home in order to try to make sure there are enough beds available. Japan is adding about 10,000 new cases per day, prompting the head of the Japan Medical Association to call today for a nationwide state of emergency. In China, authorities said today all residents of Wuhan will be tested after the city recorded its first domestic infections in more than a year. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tsimanouskaya, who plans to seek refuge in Europe after accusing team officials of trying to force her to leave the Tokyo Games early, said today that officials from her country made it clear she would face punishment if she returned to Belarus. Tsimanouskaya, who had criticized the management of her team on social media, said officials hustled her to the airport and tried to put her back on a plane to Belarus, where the autocratic government has relentlessly stifled dissent and any criticism. In the dramatic standoff, several countries offered her help, and Poland granted her a humanitarian visa yesterday. She'll be flying to Warsaw a little bit later on this week. A Belarusian activist has been found dead in a park near his home in Kyiv early today, a day after he was reported missing. Ukrainian police said that Vitaly Shishov, who led a Kyiv-based organization that helps Belarusians fleeing persecution, had been reported missing by his partner on Monday after not returning home from a run. Police said that they are investigating all possibilities, including murder disguised as suicide. According to police, he was found hanged today in one of Kyiv's parks, not far.